Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Arizona Senate voted Tuesday to outlaw abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, moving before a highly anticipated Supreme Court decision that could bring changes to abortions in the United States. Senator Nancy Bartow, the Republican sponsor of the bill, said the state has an obligation to protect life. Democrat Senator Martin Cazada said the reality is that we're making life harder for the people that need the most help in our society. President Biden on Tuesday insisted that Moscow's concern that NATO's expansion is a security threat is unfounded and addressed the citizens of Russia, saying, "You are not our enemy, and I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine."
We are ready with diplomacy to be engaged in diplomacy with Russia and our allies and partners to improve stability and security in Europe as a whole. And we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine.
We are USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Americans are becoming more wary of inflation and the attack on their buying power, more bad news has come out.
Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1% from December. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 recorded in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared in the past year at its highest rate in more than four decades. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The families of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting announced Tuesday they have agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against gunmaker Remington. USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
President Trump's 2016 campaign advisor, George Papadopoulos, told Newsmax that panic is beginning to settle in for Hillary Clinton, the Democrat Party, and mainstream media regarding the latest findings in the Durham investigation.
What I really think, if you're Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, or their allies in the mainstream media, then panic is certainly beginning to settle in. Even before these new damning revelations by John Durham, Joe Biden's approval rating had hit a fresh low. And now you have this bizarre attempt to simply whitewash the last 4 years with the media not even covering it for 5 minutes. And what this showcases to me is that there was a tremendous collusion between not only the Democratic Party, but the Clinton campaign and likely the upper echelons of the Obama administration with the media to ascertain a falsehood that not only upended America for 4 years, but almost single-handedly destroyed a presidency. I can tell you, Grant, as somebody who was thrust into the fire of a coup attempt, what this was. There was simply no basis, factual basis, to launch an investigation, let alone to continue it.
President Trump says the Department of Justice should absolutely declassify remaining Trump-Russia probe records after Durham's court filing. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Said it was going to be easy, but it's not impossible, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, what those on the left and those that would want to dismantle everything that has to do with the Constitution and this great American idea, they underestimate the power of we the people. Freedom-loving people. You know, once you've had a taste of freedom to the degree that we've had, it's hard to give that up. And they think because they've been able to, you know, keep us busy on the farm, dealing with things of life and trusting in them for all their lies and false promises. They have not delivered. I mean, this is really at the end of the day, you know, you've got to give them a grade. You know, are they for us or are they against us? And what we're finding out time and again is that they're more for themselves. I mean, look at, we've got another report of insider trading. Disgustingly, the kind of money. I mean, you sit there and you think for just a moment. I mean, common sense would cause you to take pause for just a moment. I had this conversation with a Democrat the other day. I said, okay, help me understand here. Nancy Pelosi comes in to Congress. Her first year in 1987, she's worth about $2.5 million. Okay, all these years later, fast forward, 2022, she's now, what, worth over $350 million? And, of course, the quick knee-jerk reaction is, well, that's her husband. Her husband's done all this. It's not Nancy Pelosi. Oh, okay. Well, when she admits in having inside information and buying stock, I guess you're supposed to ignore that and just say, well, it was all her husband who made these millions of dollars. I think it's quite suspicious. You know, and you want, they would want us to suspend common sense and think that, you know, there's just something genius about Nancy Pelosi's husband without her being in this position. Look at the Biden family and all the money that they've collected over the years. Okay, but we're supposed to ignore that and ignore that Hunter Biden, who has no experience, was paid billions of dollars on the heels and on the name of his father's position as Vice President of the United States. I mean, and it was so disgusting that Hunter Biden couldn't even buy his own commercial ticket to go on these trips to Ukraine or to China or to Russia. No, he flies with his father on Air Force Two. This is the people's plane. He catches a ride with his father, and his father knows nothing about these business, but yet the foundation itself, which notes very clearly, and which Bob Alinsky, a partner with the Bidens, stated that 10% of the money of the earnings was to go to the big guy. And, you know who the big guy is. It's that obvious. Anyway, I want to get back on track here because we want to take a look at what's going up to our neighbors in the north with Rebecca Terrell. Rebecca is a senior editor with the New American Magazine. Her focus has been on health, energy, and environmental issues. Rebecca, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Good to be here.
So what's going on with this Freedom Convoy 2022? Give us the latest.
Well, they are undeterred, it looks like. Now they did have to break up the border crossing blockade at Coots, Alberta, but the truckers did that of their own accord because 11 were arrested. Mm-hmm. And supposedly they found firearms that supposedly were going to be used against the police. I don't know. I don't believe any of the major media reports because there are so many lies.
Right.
They've also said that people have been arrested in Ottawa in connection to the demonstrators, and that the police liaison with the convoy has exposed a lot of those arrests.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who turned over the information to the police about, you know, agents provocateurs among their midst committing crimes to try to demonize them.
And sounds like January the 6th all over again, Rebecca, doesn't it?
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
And this, and what Trudeau has done in invoking this Emergency Act that they have in Canada that's only supposed to be invoked when there is extreme national security at stake. This is absolutely ridiculous. If you follow this, and you have to follow it on social media to see what's happening on the street, because the major media isn't reporting it. They're only demonizing the truckers, acting like they're insurrectionists and unlawful rioters. Meanwhile, you know, what happened in Seattle?
Yeah, you have guns, ammos, swastikas, Confederate flags, oh my. Abounding,
right,
according to Justin Trudeau, right? All for a narrative to justify this faux directive that is a real stretch. You wonder where the rest of the government of Canada is.
You do, and I think it's funny too. What's happening? The judge who ordered, the Superior Court judge ordered all the bank accounts frozen, so the truckers couldn't receive any of the funds that people have donated through first.
Mm-hmm.
GoFundMe, and then when they pulled the rug out from under the truckers, then give, send, go. Now this judge has frozen all the records, and they're actually telling the banks, you have to monitor these people. And the banks are going, wait a minute, no.
Right.
We're not in law enforcement. So they have this hot money on their hands, and they're trying to get rid of it. You know, they're trying to say, here, court, you take it. And so they really are backing themselves into a corner here, and that's why I say I think that the truckers are winning, because you've got Justin Trudeau committing political suicide. I mean, this is an insane person.
Right.
He's invoking these emergency powers so he can jail these truckers, fine them exorbitantly, and destroy their livelihoods by stripping them of their rigs and their insurance for their rigs. That's destroying a person.
Exactly.
He is committing. This is the type of person. Can you imagine doing this? This is the.
I can imagine. I mean, I don't know if you've read this in Peter Schweitzer's new book, Red Handed, and he talks about the Trudeau family and their affiliation and affinity with Communist China. In fact,
right,
it was so obvious that what they did, the historians there in Canada purposely went in and erased all the relationship and the point of view that Pierre Trudeau had with the Chinese. And clearly what was passed down from father to sons is this doctrine that came from China. And, basically when I read Peter's book and I look at what Justin's doing, he's a mini Xi. I mean,
he really is, and
I don't know, Rebecca, I don't know. I mean, the mainstream media is not going to report on this. I don't believe they're connecting the dots on it. This is his worldview that has really caused him to say, as you put it, to commit political suicide. Now, can the people of Canada and, the freedom loving, electorate of Canada allow Justin Trudeau to finish his demise?
I think that they're already distancing themselves from him. A number of premiers, there are five provinces in Canada that are already lifting mandates, and only the Ontario premier has come out in support of Trudeau's Emergency Act invocation.
Well, he's losing some political capital along the way and credibility. And again, I don't know how far this Peter Schweizer book, you know, how much impact it will have, because as exampled in previous books where Peter has revealed whether it's the Biden Foundation or the Clinton Foundation, it takes a number of years because the mainstream media is not about to pick this up, because what indicts Canada indicts America. We've got more from Rebecca Terrell. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, if people look at Justin Trudeau and they think, oh, gosh, he's such a pretty face, he's charming and whatever. But then you look back and you pull back the veil and say, what kind of character is it? You know, what does he represent? I mean, here is a guy, you know, taking pictures with blackface at a time when, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of disdain in this country, people being canceled left and right, except if you happen to be on, you know, on the side of the left. If you're on the side of the left, you can get away with the duplicity and the hypocrisy. In fact, I don't know, maybe it's celebrated for all I know. I don't know. I don't travel in those circles. All I know is there's no accountability. Any conservative caught doing such a thing, then they're exited and disclaimed and, you know, sent off into, you know, off in the pasture somewhere, never to be seen or never to reproduce. Unbelievable as it is. But, you know, this is the world in which we live in right now. We're talking with Rebecca Terrell. She is with the New American Magazine. She now serves as a senior editor. She focuses on health, energy, and environmental issues. And right now she's giving us an update, you know, from Canada's Freedom Convoy 2022, Rebecca, that Joe Biden and the administration is most concerned about, because I understand that we've got, you know, a Freedom Convoy of our own that is trying to, you know, get together and leave from two parts of the West Coast and head east to D.C.
Absolutely, they are. And they are already facing censorship, widespread censorship and demonization and major media and social media. Facebook took their Facebook page down before they even got started. They are supposed to start, I think, in March. They're still planning it. And yes, I've read reports that Biden's kind of quaking in his shoes over this, because Canada has really started something. You know, we really have Canada to thank for starting this international freedom movement, because they've done it in Europe. Truckers all across Europe have descended on Brussels in early February. In Australia, where the draconian restrictions are just insane. I think that that's one of the worst places on the world, on the globe right now, for COVID restrictions. But they're standing their ground in their nation's capital. And I have friends in Canada that I correspond with about what's going on up there, even in Quebec, which is the worst place in Canada regarding COVID restrictions. They even restrict how many people you can have in your house at one time who are not family members.
Right.
And they just opened the churches back up, the churches. And you have to have a vaccine mandate to go to church. But even the premier there, because of the demonstrations they've had in Quebec City recently, he's backed down. He says that it's not because of their demonstrations, but he said they can take credit for it if they want to. If they don't come back, then I won't be opposed to that. But the thing is, he's lifting all these restrictions, but masks and vaccine passports will still be required. So that's the reason I really admire these truckers. They're saying, no, we're not going to compromise. You can't compromise on freedom. And even though, you know, you see these on the ground reports, and the truckers are on the weekends, especially when a lot of people come to join them on Parliament Hill, it's really fun. They're having a great time. And there are a lot of
You see them. Yes. I mean, this is it really is a celebration for freedom, as opposed to what happened in this country during this most peaceful season of, you know, business burnings and $4 billion worth of devastation and lost jobs in the summer of love that we had here in America, right?
Right. But, you know, we have a leg up. The Canadians are invoking their Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is akin to our Bill of Rights. It's connected to their Constitution. But even that claims that rights come from the government. And if rights come from the government, then the government can take them away its whim, really.
Right.
You know, it's only like you're given the privilege of having the right to assemble, the privilege of having the right to freedom of conscience and religion. If it's a privilege, it's not a right.
Exactly.
Our Constitution acknowledges that rights come from God, and it is because to protect those rights that government is instituted, those rights.
Rebecca, just on that basis alone, okay, and I understand we live in a postmodern society and people don't want to believe in God, but just on that basis alone, here it is. You got Canada, whose rights come from the government, and what the government giveth, it taketh away. And they're demonstrating how that works, right? On the other hand, in the United States, you have a declaration and an agreement that our rights come from God, and we hold to that right. And so who do you want? You want to trust in the government? You want to trust in God? It's just like, to me, it's such a no-brainer, but for the sake of people wanting to live life on their own measure and on their own means, they want to turn their back on God, and then they wonder why they're dealing with a totalitarian government.
Right, right. Why all hell breaks loose when they turn their back on God. But we have to watch out, because there is an active campaign to replace our Constitution right
yes.
now.
Right.
The insiders are calling for these the Constitution of States to strip us of our current Constitution, which is a timeless document, and replace it with something that I believe Teddy Roosevelt wrote.
Mm.
No, not Teddy Roosevelt. I'm sorry. Ted Kennedy.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Another. Yeah, we want to follow something that Ted Kennedy, because he was so brilliant, right?
Right. And he was a lover of freedom.
Yes. Yeah, as long as you weren't in a car that got stuck in a lake
Appaquitic.
Right, exactly.
Right. But yeah, we really, really do have these Canadians, the truckers, when they get together, they're praying, they're having fun with their families, and they're standing up for their rights and really inspiring the rest of the world.
They really are.
For our own.
God bless the truckers. God bless them.
God bless them.
And here they are. I mean, you're talking about in this country, well, around the world, we've got a crisis in the delivery of goods. And here are the truckers going, what crisis? I mean, we just want to work.
Right.
We want to deliver. We want to do what we do in delivering goods.
Exactly. And, you know, another thing that they could do to avoid these arrests is go on home. Go home and park. And
yes.
don't deliver. And especially don't deliver to any place that has mandates. Don't deliver to schools, don't deliver to government. Any place that has mandates, nope, sorry, can't go. It's just like the tow truck companies are saying, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have anybody to come tow the trucks. We all have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the government can't really retaliate against them because mm-hmm. they're not doing anything.
Well, the teachers are doing it, right? Why can't we follow their lead? Hey, thanks for the example. We ought to do
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But you really
kind of have to fight fire with fire and do this kind of, well, if you're going to be sneaky and deceptive on me, well, then I can be sneaky too.
You see, but unfortunately, the teachers' unions are supported by the people's money. They get paid no matter what, because that's the way, you know, that's the deal that the unions have cut for themselves at our expense, thank you very much, to give us inferior education. So we're stuck with that. And so now the people want to support a cause like the truckers, and they're donating money. And then the government says, no, we're going to capture those funds, or you're going to have these outlets who control said investments and crowdfunding are freezing the accounts. I mean, you know, this is unbelievable. So they're going to find their ways to choke us off. Again, you know, people need to take note of all of this and who's responsible. Okay,
the
so
banks,
that, go ahead.
The banks themselves have compared it to Venezuela.
Yes.
I mean, the banks in Canada.
Mm. Yeah.
That is how they don't know what to do. They're a little bit stunned right now.
Well, I got to tell you, Rebecca, I met two gals last week, and they're fresh from Venezuela, 2.5 years, okay? And they're going, you know, from place to place wherever somebody will listen to them, and they're saying, this is how it started. What we see, I mean, we go, oh, my God, we come to America and we go, oh, my God, you know, this is Venezuela again. We thought we left Venezuela, and it is coming at every turn. They packed the court. They took over the banks, just like you said. They opened up the borders. They let all these Cubans come in, and they changed the demography of Venezuela and the political narrative and worldview. It's stunning, and they're here saying this is the model, this is the plan, and exactly the same thing that happened in Venezuela. And now look at Venezuela. You've got this one rich country. You've got the people eating out of the back of trash trucks. How would you like to see that in America?
And why don't we learn from this history? But it's just incredible. And when is how much more lying in the major media is it going to take for people to wake up and turn the TV off?
That's
They're
it.
Lying to you.
Rebecca Terrell, you're awesome. Thank you for being with us.
I have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing
publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Arizona Senate voted Tuesday to outlaw abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, moving before a highly anticipated Supreme Court decision that could bring changes to abortions in the United States. Senator Nancy Bartow, the Republican sponsor of the bill, said the state has an obligation to protect life. Democrat Senator Martin Cazada said the reality is that we're making life harder for the people that need the most help in our society. President Biden on Tuesday insisted that Moscow's concern that NATO's expansion is a security threat is unfounded and addressed the citizens of Russia, saying, "You are not our enemy, and I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine."
We are ready with diplomacy to be engaged in diplomacy with Russia and our allies and partners to improve stability and security in Europe as a whole. And we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine.
We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we are going live to Ukraine, where Chuck Holton is. He's located. He's a war correspondent who has visited more than 20 countries every year, and he brings on-the-ground reporting in real time. Chuck, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Very glad to be here. Thank you.
Oh, hey, so what's the latest, Chuck? What's going on there on Ukraine?
Well, no bombs falling at the moment. I'm actually down in the Donetsk Oblast, which is south of the Donbas region, right along the what they call the temporary occupied zone. That is the area that was taken over by Russian separatists in 2014, including the Crimea and the area between Donetsk and Luhansk to the north of Crimea. That area is still being held, and so there's kind of a front line here between Ukrainian forces and what some say are Russian forces, but also the Russian separatist forces there. We've been riding that line for about 4 days now. We came and spent a few days in Kyiv, and then took a train down to the south, to the Black Sea. From there, we went over to this line of contact, we call it. And we've been just trying to figure out what's going on, because we figured this would be one of the places where fighting would break out soonest if there was an incursion by Russia. So far, nothing's happened. And I have to say, one of the strangest wars that I've ever covered, because one side is building up their forces and being very aggressive and even engaging in cyber attacks and calling in fake bomb threats and doing everything they can to instigate a crisis. Mm-hmm. The other side is sort of ignoring the whole thing. And it's just really strange to see that.
Well, it would appear, Chuck, that Ukraine is used to this, and this is what is being reported and what the president, the prime minister has said there in Ukraine. And so they, you know, they seem well prepared, well rehearsed, and they're not about to blink. Now, it looks like Putin, not to get too far ahead of things, it almost looks like he's blinked here, that there are some scattered reports, unconfirmed, that the numbers, which have been increasing in numbers in terms of Russian soldiers on the front line, supposedly there was some movement away from the front line. Is that what you're hearing?
Yes. It appears, and there was footage that was released on the AP yesterday and today that shows some of the forces moving out of the north in Belarus and out of the south in Crimea. Those forces have not, no Russian forces that I know of have left from the area where we are or from the west. But it does appear that he is, and actually, I mean, we can talk about the what he might be thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of speculation there. Really, Vladimir Putin's the only one who knows what's going to happen here.
Right.
And we believe, or at least the people I've spoken to here on the ground in Ukraine believe, that Vladimir Putin is playing the best strategic card he can by doing exactly what he said he was going to do and sort of making all the Western leaders look like they've got egg on their face for saying that there was going to be a war. That, you know, that was kind of the best of his options at this point. And the Ukrainians kind of are laughing at this because, A, they don't really believe that he's pulling out for good. They know that he has designs on this area and will continue to pursue a policy to gain more of this area. And so they're saying, well, he'll probably bring those forces right back in under the cover of night or something. He's done it before.
Chuck, don't you think the only thing that could stop it is that the EU accepts Ukraine and NATO invites Ukraine in? And, you know, we kind of do away with this because I think that in part here, and just from our purview and my humble opinion, is that Putin is counting the cost. Yes, he's looking to see, okay, how is the U.S. going to react? How's NATO going to react? And he's getting an idea. I mean, with sanctions, I mean, this could be a bloody situation. It's not that Ukraine is a pushover. Yes, Ukraine's got problems just like they did in Crimea, where you have people with mixed loyalties. And they'll have to deal with that when it comes down to it. But regardless, if it goes to an all-out war, there's going to be a lot of death. It's going to be very expensive, and Putin could put himself in a irretrievable position economically.
Yes, I think two things. Number one, that you should, if somebody says they're going to do something and they have the wherewithal, inclination, and motivation to do that thing, you should believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I think that you should, especially in this case, look at what would actually be the best possible outcome for Putin. I think you made a good point. He's not threatening Ukraine so much as he is threatening the Western powers through
right.
Ukraine.
Right.
And his threat is, I'm not going to stand for another former Soviet country becoming a part of NATO. He's already lost 14 countries that were former Soviet republics. That are now part of NATO,
right.
And some of those are on his border, like Lithuania and you know, those countries. So he's saying, especially Ukraine, I'm not going to allow that to happen. And he, if you go back and read the sort of 9-page report that he, or blog post that he made back in July, he makes it very clear why he's so motivated to keep Ukraine. He sees Ukraine as the ancestral homeland of Russia. He makes the point that there are a good number, you know, about 17% of people in Ukraine are Russian, although that's certainly no excuse to and claim that it's yours.
Yes.
But, you know, part of the reason for that is because of the Soviet Union's forcible relocation policy that it engaged in for decades, and that resulted in the deaths of a lot of people.
Right.
And a lot of people being uprooted. As a matter of fact, the city I'm in tonight actually was started by a bunch of German Mennonites, and they were here until 1940s when the Soviet Union rounded up all the Germans and sent them to Kazakhstan.
Right.
So they were really good about that, and the Ukrainians remember that, and they don't want to go back to being a vassal state of Russia. Everybody, the question I've been asking today as I've walked around this area and talked to people is, would you like to be a part of Ukraine? And even though Vladimir Putin says, if you try, it will result in open war. Mm. And they all say, bring it. We want to be part of you.
Wow.
Of NATO. No. I'm sorry.
Of NATO, not Ukraine. NATO. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Not Ukraine. Yeah, we want to join NATO. We want to be part of it, and let Vladimir Putin give it his best shot.
Yeah.
The thing is, they're pretty inured to this threat by now because it's been going on for 8 years. There are about 10 ceasefire violations along this red line of contact that we've been riding every day, and it's almost like the separatists on the other side have quota of mortar rounds they have to fire, and they just sort of randomly shoot mortar rounds now and then. We've heard those going off. We heard a bunch of them today. But, you know, in this part of the country, they just call that Tuesday or Wednesday. I mean, it's just normal for them.
Kind of like in Israel, you know, okay, it's another day of missiles,
that's right.
I guess, coming, right?
That's right. Yes, exactly, exactly. Yeah. We went to, there's an interesting town we drove through today called New York. I kid you not.
Really?
New York, Ukraine. It was started 200 years ago by a bunch of people that had been to New York and really liked it, so they got all their friends together and they started a town and called it New York. And we went to the New York Elementary School. We were laughing because they've got Bart Simpson painted all over the place.
That's hysterical. No way.
and a little boy came out, a little 8-year-old boy came out and asked what we were doing, and we started talking to him, and some bombs started going off fairly close, about 2 kilometers from us. There was some explosion.
Right.
And so I asked the kid, I said, are you afraid of those? And he said, no, I'm not afraid of the explosions because they never come over here. And I said, are you afraid that the Russians might invade? And he said, yeah, a little bit, maybe, because I don't know what will happen, you know, if they'll close my school or what.
Exactly.
But they are so inured to this that they really just go about their daily lives.
Got more from Chuck Holton after this. Stay with us.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, that's the one thing about faith. We may not see it, but we do have faith in the faith giver. And I've got to say that the people of Ukraine have been in nonstop prayer. We have been here in the United States as well, praying for the safety of Ukraine, that reason would prevail and that we would not go to war. Here we are on the brink of what could. And President Biden was right. I mean, you start firing on Americans, and we've got a very serious problem, and we could easily slip into a World War III. And maybe Putin has understood it and reassessed it and counted the cost, because we were told all along that Wednesday was going to be the day that Russia would attack Ukraine. And it would seem, and not to challenge Putin at all, because we know what happens when you get a despot, or you get somebody like a Putin, and if you force him in the corner and force his hand, then you're going to be dealing with a bigger problem, all for the sake of just making a smart aleck remark. So I hesitate cautiously, because I am appreciating how things are beginning to be revealed here in Ukraine. Chuck Holton is with us. He's a war correspondent. He visits over 20 countries. I mean, he's right there on the ground where all these current events and, conflicts are taking place. And he puts his life and his team at risk in doing this. And he's reporting live from Ukraine, as he does in all these other areas that he goes to. And Chuck, for a second here, I want to brag on you, if that's okay. You have been reporting for, CBN. You're a published author, a motivational speaker. You've taken all your experiences that you have been able to have in your life, and you share them, whether it's on your podcast or when you go on these speaking engagements. You are also a freelance cameraman for one of my favorite Marines, retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, on his travels as host of War Stories with Oliver North, which has been airing on the Fox News channel. Do you kind of like pinch yourself every once in a while and say, God, how did I get here?
Well, I'm pretty sure
I got here, and that's that, you know, God created me with very specific desires and talents and inclinations. And so, you know, he crafted the job that I do. There's no place to apply to do the job that I do. It's something that just was sort of put together, you know, a one-man band that goes around the world to conflict zones. Mm-hmm. But there's absolutely no way I can take credit for it. All of the successes that have ever happened in my life have been happened in spite of me and not because of me. Unfortunately, I wish I could brag on myself, but God has a plan and a purpose for everything he does.
Yes.
And this is where he's got me right now, and that may change tomorrow, and I'm okay with that. I'll just keep following his lead. The way I look at it, it's a bicycle built for two, and I'm the guy on the back that doesn't have handlebars. I just kind of throw on work and let him.
Hanging on, right?
That's right.
I know the feeling. Well, here, at the age of 17, you joined the Army. Little did you know the trajectory and the experiences that you would go through, you know, as a Ranger and all that you've been able to experience. And now God is using you as, as a watchman, so to speak, you know, going out into these areas and reporting back, you know, to people of faith to, you know, help bring some reality and purpose to our spiritual battle and our spiritual prayers that are most effective.
You know, it gets frustrating sometimes to see so much mayhem and death and destruction and feel very powerless to fix it, to do anything about it. But then I have to remind myself that I've been put here to tell the story to the world, and then maybe the world can fix it. But they need to know about it before they can fix it. So,
God is the one.
I try to do on my podcast.
Yeah. God's the ultimate, Chuck, as you know. He's the ultimate fixer. All we can do is co-labor with him and get in line. And it starts with, first of all, you got to admit that God is God, you know. And people call for a revival and all that. And I say, well, before revival comes repentance. And repentance happens when you realize that you're not God. God is God. And that's what buckles your knees and humbles you to lay prostrate before a holy God saying, hey, I screwed up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I thought I could do this on my own. And I need you. We need you in order to, you know, get this country, get this world back on track, if that's possible, as much as it would be possible, this side of the second coming and the true one world government that will come with Jesus Christ as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Well said. Well said. And, you know, the people here in Ukraine, there are many devout Christians here. Mm-hmm. We ate lunch today at a Protestant church, I guess. They call it the Church of the Good News.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind enough to bring us in and feed us. And, you know, they are doing everything they can to help not just the soldiers who are out on the front lines in a very, very cold, wet environment by taking them clothing and food and soup and things like that. But they're also helping the other civilians that are poor and hurting in this area, and helping with prayer. We've been traveling around with a chaplain who is also a pastor here in this area. Uh-huh. And I love how we were talking about it, and we interviewed him, and he said this line that I'm going to use forever now.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the Russians want to take away our freedom, but they have one problem. I say no.
Yes.
I just love that.
All it takes is the courage of one, doesn't it? It really does,
that's right?
Right?
That's
yeah.
Right. And he just does what it helps the people God puts in front of him.
Yes.
And so he concerns himself with that, and then lets God worry about the rest.
Mm. What has it done for you in terms of, you know, here you have people of faith. I mean, we talk about it thousands of miles away. We're on the brink of World War III. They're on the front line. And how has their faith encouraged you?
Well, I mean, I think what's encouraged me the most is the fact that they just are not afraid.
Mm-hmm.
They just aren't. And it's made me think about the fact that, you know, we face, there's 1,000 things that could happen every day to you that you can't plan for, that you have no idea might be coming. And yet the Lord in his grace keeps us on the path and helps us through the difficult spots, allows us to get closer to him in those times of hardship. And there are so many times where we go through something that we think is a tragedy, and when we come out the other side, we realize, I wouldn't trade that for anything, because it helps me get closer to God. And that indeed was his will for me through this process. So I think the people that we've talked to that are believers have felt that way. They feel like, you know what? God is our only hope, and there's no possible way we can put our faith in the United States government. There's no possible way we can put our faith in Vladimir Putin. And so we're just going to hold on to God and come what may.
Yeah. Amen. What about Crimea? What's going on?
So Crimea is an interesting study. If you look, like I think I said earlier, that 17% of the population of Ukraine is Russian and identifies as Russian. And when you get down into this area where we are now, it's actually much higher than that. About 80% of the people in this area identify as Russian. As a matter of fact, I was all but assaulted on camera the other day when we were doing a live broadcast on Newsmax from the little village. And I was just talking about the fact that we were very close to the front line and that there was a lot of uncertainty as to what might happen. And this semi-inebriated man, older man, saw me on camera and came over, charging over, went right past my security guy. Need to fire that guy. And just came right over to me on camera and started yelling into the camera and just, you know, ranting and raving. They cut away from me right away, and I just sort of wrapped one arm around the guy like we were friends and stuck the microphone in his face. Even we weren't recording, but he didn't know that.
Right.
So I stuck the microphone in his face and said, "Tell me what's bothering you." And he went on for a good 2 or 3 minutes in Russian, and I didn't understand a word of it, but I just sat there, nodded and everything. And by the time he had kind of blown himself out, he turned around and gave me a big hug and kissed my hand and just was so, like, now we're good buddies.
Wow.
And it made me realize that, you know, these people just want to be heard. They want you know, they want to have the same self-determination that everybody else wants. And in this case, that particular guy was yelling, I asked its interpreter later, he was yelling that this is not Ukraine, this is Russia, and they keep calling it Ukraine, but it's, you know, this needs to be Russia. And that, there's a sentiment across Crimea like that. So one of the things that the government here is planning for, that they believe, it was very telling to go watch some of the exercises that took place in Ukraine that were countering the military exercises being done by Russia and Belarus back on the 11th and 12th. And Russia and Belarus were driving tanks around and firing missiles off and blowing up whole grid squares of forest. At the same time, the Ukrainians were doing foreign internal defense drills where they were focusing on internal, like, riots.
Exactly.
Antifa, Black Lives Matter, that kind of thing. They were focusing on putting down riots, and they were focusing on car bombs and putting out fires inside buildings and rescuing people. So they had an interagency exercise.
Well, it's like you got these Manchurian candidates that are going to come out and be revealed, right? Chuck, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.